Prosperous. That was January 1st, 1929. You see, an economic crash can come at any time, because in 1929, that's what they were expecting, was just economic growth. That's the Washington Post, 1929. What does James say? Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. James says that in the last days, the rich people's gold and silver will rust. Why is it that gold and silver are valuable? There's one reason that gold and silver is valuable. Well, I mean, there's more than one reason, but one of the main reasons is it doesn't rust. I toss a gold coin on the ocean for 200, 300 years, go pick it up, it's still a nice, shiny gold coin. But the Bible says their gold and silver is going to rust. In other words, the Bible is symbolically telling us that something unexpected is going to happen to the wealth of the rich people in the world in the last days. Great controversy says that the people of the United States are going to push on their legislators to return to temporal prosperity. They're going to push on them to pass a Sunday law in order to return to temporal prosperity. Somewhere before the Sunday law, somewhere in the time period when you have seen the Congress of the United States begin to deny the principles of separation of church and state, somewhere in that time period when you see the Supreme Court prepared to ratify a Sunday law, somewhere when you see the world favoring Rome like it never used to do, somewhere where you see the churches of the Protestant world coming back to some time, when you see the churches of the world coming back to Rome, during that time period, something's going to happen to the temporal prosperity of the United States. And probably during that time period, you should expect to see a false revival in full bloom in the Protestant churches. Even, brothers and sisters, if you're not seeing it, then you have to be dead asleep, because that false revival is reaching right into the Adventist church. It's that blatant now. And what does Sister White says? She says, when you see the guitars and the drums, it's just before probation closes. Amen. So, I mean, we're right here where all these warning signs have been given to us, and one of the things in Testimonies Volume 9 says, concerning the United States, there are not many, even among educators and statesmen, who comprehend the causes that underlie the present state of society. Those who hold the reins of government are not able to solve the problem.